Well, I am pleased to be here today, Dayton Presbyterian Church. I don't know if many of you knew it or not, but I was the scoutmaster here for about 18 years. And during the period of time that I was scoutmaster, I had 29 eagles. And thanks to the support from your church, we were able to have most of the kids, boys in this area, in our scout troop. And this church supported us, and we met here every week. So I just want to mention that because when I come through those doors, it reminds me of a lot of times of the scouting program when we were here with the Eagles and having our court of honors right here in this sanctuary. So thank you for your support. We were at one school going through, I'm talking about some Gideons in a foreign land, and we were going at one school going from classroom to classroom for our distribution. Our short introduction and presentation was always encouraging the students to read a few pages of the little testament that we handed out and take it with them and put it in their pockets. As we were leaving one of the classrooms, heading for the next one, A teacher tapped me on the shoulder and said, "They will read and understand this Bible because I'm their reading teacher. And this is going to be our textbook for our reading and religion class." She actually was going to take the Bible and be the textbook for their reading class. "The students have no books. I just teach them from the chalkboard. How wonderful it is to have the New Testament as the first book they can call their own. I know God must have sent you today. When are you coming back?" We get that a lot when we are in other countries distributing the Bible. And many times we come to churches like yours to thank you for your support. We're able to purchase these Bibles. The Bible like this that we put in the hotels and motels is $5. The small personal testament we hand out on campuses is $1.35. So there's a lot of cost to that. And thanks to congregations like yours, you've been very supportive of our ministry. And the Gideons are here to serve you. I'm here to talk about who are the Gideons. We're business and professional men, and we're in over 200 countries. And we publish the Bible in over 190 different languages. That's amazing to me that we're still publishing the Bible in that many languages. You know what's amazing also? Remember 9/11 and all the things that we had happened on 9/11? The day before, on 9/10, was a great thing for the Gideons in 2001. We had distributed 1 billion Bibles worldwide on that date. Now, here's what's even more amazing from 2001. On June of 2015, 14 years later, over 100 years it took us to get 1 billion, on June the 20th of 15, which is less than 14 years later, we distributed our second billion. And that's only because churches like yours support our ministry. And our auxiliary wives and are also helping us distribute it. Let's now pause 10 seconds for station identification. You've heard that before. What happens in that 10 seconds in the life of the Gideons? We're handing out 2.5 Bibles per second. In 10 seconds, we're handing out 25, thanks to you. And in 1 minute, we're handing out 150 now. In 1 minute, the Gideons are handing out 150, again, thanks to support from churches like yours. How are we doing it locally? Well, in April, we'll be on Ivy Tech campus, just down the road here. And last year, we handed out, in about 2.5 hours, over 300 Bibles, the Small Testaments. That's our next distribution will be at Ivy Tech. And then in May, we'll be on the Jeff campus. Now that's interesting. You've got Jeff getting out of school at about 3:15, and by 3:30, they're all gone. And we can't go onto the campuses. We got to be on the side streets of the kids walking away from campuses. So we have about 15 minutes to distribute it on Jeff. 15 minutes. How many Bibles can we hand out then? Well, 237. We handed out 237 last year, and we're hoping to exceed that this year. And the kids are very receptive to it, and we're thankful for that. Then we'll be, after the Jeff distribution, we'll be at the county fair. Now, if you've been by the county fair lately, the place is a shambles. There's buildings going up everywhere. I can't believe how big those buildings are. I mean, last year we'd always been in a tent in front of the Coliseum. Where did they put us last year? In front of the old YMCA. We hardly had anyone come through that tent. And the food tent was there. But people, I don't think, knew where it was. That's where the food tent was. And so we said, are we going to distribute next year? Because they're still under construction at the county fair. And our camp meeting, we said, of course we're going to be there. Because it's not up to us. We make the presentation. We're there. And it'll be up to whether the folks make it to us. Now, next year, we should be back in the middle of everything. But while it's under construction, we're still going to be there. The Gideons will be there to hand out New Testaments. Last year, we only handed out about 600. And we normally hand out about 1,600. So we were below our distribution. And what about Purdue University? If you've ever been, many of you haven't, but there's other universities in Indiana that aren't as receptive to the Gideons as Purdue is. When I went down to IU to distribute Bibles, we were challenged by several professors of what are you doing here, who gave you permission to be here, and of course we have permission and have a right to be there. But a lot of those campuses, they don't want distribution of Bibles. And the professors come out and challenge us. Purdue's not that way. And in the 2 or 3 hours that we were there, 2.5 hours last year in September after things got started, and we handed out 5,300 Bibles. 5,300. There was about 30 of us there over the campus. In about 2.5 hours, we handed out that many. So in September, we'll be back on campus. But we're also meeting military planes, trains, and ships, and trying to make ourselves available. Again, thanks to churches like yours, we're able to buy the Bibles and go and make the distribution. So I'm here to thank you for your contribution to distribution. They don't let us go on high schools. That's why we stand outside at Jeff, because a lot of kids walk home or that kind of thing. We've looked at going to McCutcheon, but the problem is we can't get on. If we're on the sidewalks outside, we really can't distribute around the schools or any school bus or anything. So it makes it pretty tough for us. That's why just about the only one we're able to go at. We'll also be at nursing homes and making distributions there as best we can. The promise of Isaiah, "Thus shall my word that goeth out of my mouth shall not return to me void." There's several things you can do for our ministry. Number one, you can pray for us. Many of the Gideons are elderly people. Those other people are elderly, you know. I'm not, well, of course. But it's probably not as popular to be a Gideon, man. If any of you are professional or business people and would like to be a Gideon, see me afterwards. I'd be glad to help you apply. You can help us financially. Again, the Bibles that we have in hotels and motels is $5. The small pocket Bibles are $1.50. And we distribute thousands of those every day. The other thing that we have is, and I'll double check with you folks, we have the Gideon Card Program. We have cards like this that you can give for people that are graduating from school. There should be a rack here in the church, and I'll double check the rack to make sure there's cards in it. How does that work? Well, you can give in memory of, or in honor of, or someone graduating from high school, that kind of thing. I was blessed. I lost my wife about 5 years ago, and she was also in the Gideon Auxiliary. And in memory cards, we had given in her memory over 500 cards in her memory. And when we placed those in a hotel or motel the last 5 to 6 years, so that would reach, in the period of time, that would reach over 850,000 people, those cards. So I was humbled when people gave Gideon, these Gideon in memory of cards in honor of my wife. So that had blessed me. We're a missionary extension of your church, and I want to thank Mike for allowing me to be here and to share with you and update you on the Gideon ministry. Thank you.